topic implies emotional healing in relationship. Emotional healing in relationship. Father, we thank you. Thank you for this privilege this night to preach your word. Thank you for utterance. Thank you for the spirit of wisdom that is at work in me. Thank you for utterance. I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice will be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So let's get started. Emotional healing in relationships. All right. So good evening, everyone. Yeah, it's so good to be here again. I'm so excited to be here this evening to preach for my very dear friend and brother, Apostle. Pastor Victor Caris, a man full of wisdom, a very calm man. I've known him for years now. It's been in this 2026 will be the 11th year. First time I saw him was 2015 in Lautek Ogbomosho, and then that relationship has grown to become something great. Thank you very much, sir, for this privilege to be a blessing to God's people this evening. I do not take it for granted, and I appreciate the entire leadership of Gary's folks. Thank you for having me. I sure believe there's going to be a great night today, and you will be blessed by the wisdom of God in Jesus' name. So having looked at that, we have different types of healing, types, bodily healing, and then, you know, in the book of Mark chapter 16, verse 15, he said, go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believe and is baptized shall be saved. He that does not believe shall be damned. He said, these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. In my name they shall what? Cast out demons. In my name they shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Now, sick here was not, you know, was not, is not only to those who are bodily sick. You know, if your mind is going through a lot, you need healing. And then, you know, the aspect of healing that we are considering tonight is the emotional aspect of healing, emotional healing in relationship. You know, and I love the fact that it's not just relationship, it's relationships, which means, you know, when we talk about relationship, many people have limited it to marital relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance and fiancée. But you see, relationship spans beyond that. We have what we call friendship relationship. We have what we call workplace relationship. We have what we call church relationship. We have different types of relationship. And then you see, all these relationships can bring hurt to our lives, can bring pain into our lives. And then you, some of us would have experienced workplace relationship, maybe workplace toxicity. You know, some of us have tough breakfast. I have tough breakfast before, and I know what it feels like. That period I want meant, I want Chris. Yeah, I've tough breakfast before. Yeah, I've been in a relationship that did not work before. I've been laid on before, and it's hurt so deep to the bone that I lost my concentration. I lost my focus. I could not participate. I was just inactive. I was looking like a cow that is there about to slaughter. So different people go through different types of things. God's will is here, like I've established. So we need to know, is the will of God. Can God heal me of this emotional pain and all? Yes, God can heal you. You know, why do we have to suffer some of the emotional issues in relationships? Yeah, the fundamental aspect of it is that men are imperfect. Yeah, and you see, this will prepare you in life. Men are imperfect. Men are imperfect, which means men can make mistakes. Men can hurt you whether intentionally or unintentionally. They are unintentional hurts. Things you don't know that it will cost your partner. But it ended up hurting them. Things you don't know that it will hurt your friend. Things you said that you don't actually mean, that leaves on to linger. Things you said that you don't mean. Things you said that you actually never meant. that lives on to linger. You know, some breakups that come, people that you thought you're gonna do, people that you thought you're gonna do forever with, and then the relationship ended abruptly. And I remember my first relationship, that dreamt the whole world with her, traveling the whole world with her. And then in less than 2 months, the relationship crashed. It was summer. I remember a lady land very close, and everybody was already seeing her as a mama, you know. And then I realized I was being led on. It hurt me. In fact, that demoralized me more than the relationship, the relationship breakup. So you see, these things bring out workplace issue. People you trust that betray your trust, you know, betrayers, all those things are there. Emotional healing is not just, you know, limited to relationship, but we are considering relationship tonight. Sometimes some incidents can bring you emotional healing. I remember a man that said that they came to rob his house one time, 7 p.m. Anytime it's 7 p.m., he will begin to shake. Wherever, anywhere he is, he will begin to shake. You know, that man needs healing, and it's emotional healing. But you see, today we are considering relationship. So I'm going to be doing some some typing. I'm going to be doing some audios. Yeah, so what is healing? Healing is a process of making or becoming sound or healthy again, which means anybody that needs healing was once sound or healthy. So if someone is praying for healing, it means they have a wound, they are sick, or they are going through something. So healing is a state of what? Being healthy again. Glory to God. It's the state of being healthy again. Praise God forevermore. So healing is a state of being healthy again or sound again. So that is healing. Glory to God. So, and then we have different types of healings. We have different types of healing. We have bodily healing. We have emotional healing. We have land healing. You will see in the scripture, Bible says, we heal your land. We have all sort of healing, emotional healing, land healing, bodily healing. You know, not every people are having the same, you know, problem. Some people need bodily healing. Yeah, someone battling with tuberculosis, we need bodily healing. But you see, some people need emotional healing. People that have suffered trauma, people that have chopped breakfast, people that have been hurt, you know, have different kind of experience, psychological issue, post-traumatic syndrome, PTSD, anxiety disorder, you know, depression, mania, can hurt. People like that would need emotional healing. There are different types of healing I can mention. I believe we are following. So there will be men are imperfect. So because of that, it's gonna be hard. There's gonna be all sort of, you know, all sort of things in relationship because there'll be hurt. Yeah, some, like I said, sometimes you thought you do, you're gonna do forever with people. You know, and then they ended up leaving you. That leaves you clueless. They even leave you without even saying a word, especially when they serve you breakfast with terms like, I think I need to focus on God. And it just be like, oh, am I the one making you not to focus? Or and they just tell you one night and say, oh, I don't think it will, this thing is going to work out. And then you are hurt, or you have invested in the relationship and you realize that you're not compatible. Or genotype, whatever, or family, whatever. Family said, no, this marriage will not happen. You know, that alone can leave you traumatized, down, and hurt, wounded. Yeah, you know, you were raped by your father. That's also a relationship. You were raped by your father, you were raped by an uncle. That's, you know, there's a relationship there, you know. I told you, relationship is not limited to marriages. But these things leaves you out and bastardized. But you see, something is that there's healing in God. I say that again, there's healing in God. And God's will is healing for us. Praise God forevermore. So without wasting time, let's look at how to actually heal. Emotional, thoughts. I'm gonna be brief, so that we can listen. And I realize, well, I don't believe people have shorter attention span. I just believe it's a matter of priority. Whatever you need to, the whatever will help your life, you need to give your time to it. So if you find this message to help your life, I think you should give your attention to listen rapidly. So you see, let's look at how to actually heal, steps to heal emotionally. Yeah, the first step I will tell you is that is you have to be truthful to yourself. You have to acknowledge the pain. Yeah, you have to acknowledge the pain. Some people want to live in delusion or denial rather. Oh, I'm not out. And I remember those time, when I first chopped the breakfast, when someone led me on and I was done, I was looking like, oh, I was going lifeless and all those stuff. Someone looked at me and said, "Do you chop breakfast?" I said, "Breakfast? No, no, me, strong man." But I realized that I was living in denial because the thing was producing action in me. I was isolating myself. I was not relating with people. All those things were happening. So you have to accept that you are hurt, and that's when your healing begins. You have to acknowledge that you are hurt, you are pained, you are traumatized, you are wounded. If you've not accepted that, I'm telling you, even God may not be able to help you. You need to first accept that you are wounded. I am privileged by God's grace to study nursing in the university, and I think I finished well in school. But you see, my area of interest is actually mental health nursing. Even before I gain admission, that has always been my area of interest. There's something in mental health. I really can't remember now, but it's divided into two. It just escaped my mind now, but I'm gonna explain it. I'm not able to use the exact term that we use in mental health nursing. Now, they always talk about, I think, consent or non-consent. I don't think that's not the word. I can't remember the word now. Don't mind me, but I know that there's these two aspects in mental health nursing when they are treating a mental health patient. And one of these is that they will say things like, "Oh, do you have a mental problem?" If the person says no, they will call. There's a name they used to call it, which means they don't even see that person called Neshiji. They will even believe that that person is not responding to treatment yet. But if the person says yes, that's a go ahead. They feel like, "Oh, this person is actually responding to treatment." So you see, you have to accept that you were hurt. You have to accept that your last relationship actually hurt you. You have to accept that your father hurt you. You have to accept that your spiritual father or your spiritual mother hurt you. Your boss hurt you. And you have to accept that you are wounded, you are hurt by that action. If you want to heal, the way to heal is not to live in denial, is not to live in denial. That's gonna cause you to suffer later. The way to heal is not to live in denial. Some people live in denial. There's faith is not denial. Faith doesn't mean that you deny the problem, like, oh, you don't. No. Faith is superimposing God's word on the problem. So, Bible says in the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 23, Bible says, if you say to this mountain, that means there's a mountain. You must first accept that there's a mountain. Because if you believe that there's no mountain, then there's no need to use faith for. So, faith acknowledges the mountain. Faith acknowledges the mountain. Then faith tackles the mountain. So that's the way faith works. Faith acknowledges the mountain, then faith tackles the mountain. But to say that you are not wounded and never you want to live in denial is a proof that you're not ready to be healed. So you have to first accept that you are wounded, you are hurt. What that person did to you hurt you. God is a specialist. God is a specialist in healing. Regardless of how deep your wound could be, God is a specialist in healing. Yeah, God can heal any deep wound. Bible says something in the book of Psalm 147 verse, I think verse 3. Psalm 147 verse 3. Bible says he heals the brokenhearted. He binds up their wound. That's an aspect of emotional healing. There's provision for emotional healing. Bible says he heals the brokenhearted. He binds up their wound. Praise God forevermore. He heals the brokenhearted. He binds up their wound. He heals the brokenhearted. He binds up their wound. Psalm 147, verse 3. You know, Luke chapter 4, verse 17, I think. Bible said there, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the gospel to those who are broken hearted. So you see, there's a provision of emotional healing in the gospel. There's a provision for emotional healing in the gospel. So I said earlier, acknowledge that you are wounded. Acknowledge that you are in pain. That is the beginning for healing. You have to accept that you are in pain. You were hurt. That's the beginning of healing. And you see, let me tell you something. If you will, yeah, sometimes you know, emotionally it could be a loss of a loved one, you know, a loss of a friend, and all those stuff. Sometimes friendship that just, you know, that you thought is gonna be forever, and you know, all of a sudden you guys have become stranger. Yeah, I've seen that happen. I've seen people who talk every day, friends, they talk every day, and then they have begun to drift apart, and it's painful, it's painful. But you see, I said it, acknowledge the pain. Another step if you will heal is that you should talk to God about your healing. Yeah, talk to God about your healing. You see, when you are hurt, that's the most time you are vulnerable. Let me say that again. When you are hurt, that's the most time you are vulnerable. You're vulnerable. Sometimes people want to talk to people. Instead of people talking to God, they talk to the wrong people. I'm still going to get there. When you are hurt, I've seen people say things like, oh, I'm not thinking about any relationship now because they chop breakfast. I want to move closer with God. You know, one of them I used to say jokingly, there's nobody that chop breakfast that does not get closer to God. And the reason is that nobody will call you in the morning. Time you are supposed to use for money devotion, nobody will call you. But one thing I've realized, those people that use it, they want to get closer to God. After 3 months like this, when a stalking stage begins, they forget that decision. that moment you are hurt is your most vulnerable moment. And I've seen people, you know, people finish and end up a relationship, and the next thing, 1 month after, they're already in a relationship. And then they get up again. When you are, especially relationship breakups and everything, you know, it's not a time to jump into relationship and then, you know, talk to God. Bible says we don't have an high priest who cannot be touched by our infirmities. Jesus knows what you're going through. You may not chop breakfast, but he knows what you're going through. He suffered the worst of pain. People that he came to save betrayed him and they killed him. Judas Iscariot, who was one of his leaders, sold him. Yeah, so if you say, oh, Jesus cannot understand. Jesus went through pain, emotional pain in relationships. Judas Iscariot, whom he trusted, betrayed him. The people that shouted, Hosanna, Hosanna, were the same people that said, kill him, kill him. That's emotional hurt. Yet, Jesus never complained. So you see something, talk to God about your healing. Talk to God about what you're going through. God wants to hear you. Some people think that when they are going through, I wrote it in my notes here. Even relationship that God won't do about, if it crashes, don't feel guilty to still approach God. God will never condemn you. Jonah disobeyed God. Yes, it was the same God that saved him. Don't allow guilt and devil to rob you with condemnation and guilt. Even you know that clearly, that God doesn't want you to be in that relationship. God warned you about that workplace. If everything went bad, still go back to God. God will never reject you. So talk to God, beloved, about it. Talk to God about your pain, about your healing. Cry to God and pray about it. God wants to hear you. Be vulnerable towards God. Because most people, when they go through it, one of the things they do is that they are vulnerable much more towards people. And not towards people. Sometimes they get vulnerable towards the wrong people. Some people even begin to drink alcohol. When people begin to, you know, drink alcohol and everything, say, what are you trying to do? I'm trying to relieve emotion. Those things can only bring you relief. Only God can bring the total removal of the problem. So the next thing I'm going to say here, if you want healing, is to talk to someone. In the moment of pain, you are most vulnerable. So be careful who you pour your heart with. Be careful who you pour your heart to. Let God lead you who to talk to. Let God lead you who to talk to. And as I always tell people, have solid circles. Everything is not humbly. Amen. Everything is not only half solid circle. Amen. Everything is not what? God, everything is not mad. Half solid circle. Circle who are filled with the Spirit, who can give you words in season. You know, I remember at the time in my life, I went through something like an emotional issues. It was not relationship wise, it was not marital relationship. It was about, it was a really ministry kind of relationship. And I remember, you know, one of the people God used for me that period is my friend, Pastor Victor Karis. We spoke in day and day night. See, God brought total healing. Yeah, so you see, healing is possible. Talk to the right set of people. Talking to the right set of people can take away your lifetime problem, can take away your years of battle, is what I can tell you. There are some battles you thought so big that by just talking to someone, you find succor, you find solace. And let me tell you something, talk to the right person. Counsel, where you take counsel from is more important than the counsel. I'll say that again, where you take counsel from is more important than the counsel. You know, for example, now some people hurt your relationship. You know, some people will tell you, go and fight back. Go and do your own. Go and do your own. It is only God that is merciful. Don't show them mercy. Yeah, you were hurt. You were hurt. I've seen some people do some bad things to us. And then, you know, great counsel will come like, oh, just forgive. And be like, forgive care. Oh, God, let me go and do my own. That's why you see, you need the right counsel in your life. You need the right set of people in your life. Glory to God. You need to be vulnerable to the right set of people. Talk to them. And then you see, their words will bring you healing. Yes, their words will bring you healing. Actually, I put here, some people sometimes actually need therapy. Yeah, some people actually might need therapy. Yeah, some people might need therapy. Yeah, some people say, oh, therapy, oh, what do we... Yeah, medicine is not anti-faith. Medicine is not anti-faith. So if you need to seek a professional help by seeing a therapy, I've never seen one, but I know their function. You might need to see a therapist and talk to a therapist. I would just advise you go to a Christian therapist. I know some of them. Christian therapists. You might need to talk to a therapist. And you might need to seek medical help in that sense. Yes. Medicine is not anti-faith, especially when it comes to your health. Especially when you need one. Yeah, medicine is not anti-faith. So if you need therapy, my friend, go for it. It doesn't mean that you are not a believer. Praise God. Yeah, another thing I put here, I think this will be my fourth or fifth point. Stop talking about the pain. Yeah, stop talking about the pain. Let me tell you something, one thing I found out. The way to strengthen the memory of something is to keep talking about it. Someone did you bad and you keep talking about it. What? Yeah, I know the thing hurts you, but you see, what you are doing is that you are strengthening the memory of that pain. The way to forget something is to stop talking about it. If you realize something, if you stop talking the word, it leaves your mind. The way to forget something is to stop talking about it. Stop talking about the guy. He has moved on. Stop talking about the lady. They've moved on. They're not coming back. Even if they will come back, just forget it. Stop talking about the workplace, what they did to you. Just let it go. When you want to forget something, you have to stop talking about it, beloved. Sometimes you have to disconnect yourself from the person that caused you the hurt. Not sometimes the disconnection might be for a while. Sometimes it might be for life, depending on what they do. So depending on what they did. Depending on what they did, sometimes you have to disconnect from who caused the pain. Something earlier. I said something earlier. Glory to God. I said, we stop talking about it. Stop talking about the problem. Some people just keep talking about, you know, so some people just keep romancing hurts. Stop romancing hurts. Stop romancing those things. Stop talking about it. And sometimes you have to disconnect from it. I remember a friend of mine did something one time. He wrote something against me on his status. Yeah, I muted him for a while because that thing hurt me. I know Pastor Victor Carrison knows about that thing. It was during one of our crusades, 2023. It hurt me. We kept on talking physically, but you see, I had muted the sister because that status caused me trauma. Seeing that status that day caused me trauma. I muted the status. Sometimes you have to mute some people's status till you're emotionally okay. And sometimes you have to mute some people's status for life. Sometimes you have to disconnect from some certain persons. What are you still talking? What are you still gisting with your ex? What are you looking for? Some of you play too much. Some of you say, my ex will even be the photographer on my wedding day. You must be kidding. Even imagine they frame you and they say that you had sex with your ex on your wedding day. You know, nobody will believe even that did not happen because they will be like, there has been a relationship in your life before. So everybody will believe that that could happen. Don't put yourself in a position that makes trust difficult. You know, it's just that you want to pick a call beside your partner and you have to run outside. Even if that call is not suspicious, you have created a suspicious scene. And you are not saying, trust me, trust me. Nobody will trust you. Trust does not work in a vacuum. Trust works with time. Trust work with solid information. Amen. Trust is earned. It is not given. You prove trust. You don't just give anybody trust. You say, trust me now. I can. No, no, God. The people that hurt me before, that's how they said. Okay, so they were even more gentle than you in the way they say it. Yet, they ended up hurting me. So what I say in essence, the fact that you have to sometimes disconnect from people that cause the hurt, sometimes temporarily, sometimes permanently. Another thing is that learn the tool of communication, especially in marriage or relationship. Let me tell you something. In relationship and marriage, you cannot do away with hurt. And that's why marriage or relationship is the place where you will forgive a lot. I've never seen anybody. I'm married for 3 years. Glory to God. Today is my 3rd year wedding anniversary. The person that we hurt you the most is your partner. Sometimes my wife tells me, oh, your friend does this to you and you don't get angry. But if I do it, you get angry. And I just wonder why. And I just realize what your partner does to you gets to you more than what your friend does to you. For example, now I may do something to Victor Caris, my dear brother and friend, and then he does not get angry. But you see, I believe if his partner does it to him, he might flare up. Not because he has a problem, just because the closer the person is to you, the more what they do hurts you. And let me tell you something, there's nothing as close bond as a marital relationship. And that's why I always tell people, when you are coming to marriage, wear forgiveness as your clothes. You will have to forgive a lot. Bible says forgive 7 times 7, oh God. You will forgive 7 million in a day. Because as you are saying, you did this, they already do another thing. Yeah, because human beings are not perfect. Yeah, so you see, sometimes you have to learn the tool of communication. Sometimes the problem is not as deep as you think until you talk about it. Sometimes the problem is not as deep as you think until you talk about it. So I said, the problem is not as deep until you talk about it. Sometimes you just have to talk. I just realized that, oh, you were the one assuming. Assumption is the lowest form of knowledge. I will say that again. Assumption is the lowest form of knowledge. Sometimes you assume and that's why you are hurt. Go and talk about it. I've been there before. Sometimes someone did not call you and just believe that, oh, maybe they blah, 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 blah. So assumption is the lowest form of knowledge. Don't assume anything. In relationship, assumption ruins beautiful friendships and beautiful relationship. Assumption. Talk about it. Sometimes nobody hurts you. You are just the one assuming and you are bringing hurt to yourself. You are bringing pain to yourself. Sometimes nobody hurts you. It's assumption. Talk about it. Call the person and say, oh, my friend, you did this to me and blah, blah, blah. And the person says, oh, I don't mean it. Give benefit of doubt. Talk about it. Yeah, in cases where you can talk to the person. I had an issue with someone 3 years ago, and then we stopped talking. I'm not, and then I remember, the Lord kept on nudging my heart. Then my brother Victor Caris, my very good friend, Pastor Victor Caris has been very wonderful. When I count my blessings, I count him join 100 million times. And I'm not mincing words. He's truly a brother to me, a very good man to me. And then, you reach out to me also and say, God is nudging him that. And I reach out to the person and I initiated the whole thing. And I did. And then when I talked with the person, I realized I made some assumption about our relationship. I also realized that the person also had some assumption and the person also did some certain thing. In a nutshell, I realized the matter was not as big. The matter was not as deep as both of us took it. The person assumed based on the message I sent to him. And then I also assumed based on the way he treated me. So you see, assumption is the lowest form of knowledge. Don't assume. You have to talk about some matter. Talk with it with your partner. Don't just assume. Let me tell you something. People that bottle up matters, they will die early. People that bottle up matters will die early. You give yourself hypertension. Glory to God. You give yourself what? Hypertension. Glory to God. Talk about things. Don't bottle. You see, one of the things that when you bottle up odds, it's going to lead to bitterness. Later, bitterness will lead to resentment. And I was counseling one of my sons, and I told him, I said, see, do you know what? I think it was not my, it was my children in the Lord. I was teaching them some weeks ago. I said, do you know why you hear story of couples killing each other? People that were laughing on their wedding day, 3 months after they burn each other with kerosene, burn each other with petrol. One wake up and stab the wife or stab the husband. Yeah, it's because of uncontrolled bitterness. Because when the person hurts you, instead of you to communicate, you keep on bottling it. Then it leads to bitterness. Then it leads to resentment. Let me tell you something. When you are in resentment, devil will easily use you. When you are bitter, devil will easily use you. Devil uses believers. Believers that are not yielded to the spirit, believers that are not following the word, are puppets in the hand of the devil. Let's say someone just stab his husband and be like, oh, why? He will just say he has been doing blah, 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 blah. Is uncontrolled bitterness that leads to resentment. And before it gets there for you, my beloved, you have to talk about things. Talk about it. It could be you are the one assuming, oh, you felt like he's cheating. Because, oh, maybe, when you call him, he could not pick. And you are boiling and boiling. Okay, talk about it. Don't die young. Sometimes you have to talk about it. Talk about the situation. I spoke to someone of late and I realized that there's one person that when I see his picture, my heart just keep. I realized I've watched the person's videos like 5 times today. And I was blessed. I wanted to even share what happened. I reached out to the person and we talked about what happened. We talked about the issue. And both of us were cool. And I was healed. I was healed. Glory to God. Talk about it. Don't allow resentment and bitterness. Talk about it if the person is someone you can talk about it with. Yeah, and as I'm rounding up things tonight, I want to say to you, God's will is healing. You see, healing can come by the ministration of the Holy Ghost. And that's what I'm going to do now. I've told you, I've laid hands on people that were going through what, and they were healed in their emotions. If bodily healing can be ministered by the laying on of hands, can be ministered by words spoken, I believe emotional healings can be ministered too. So if you're trusting God for emotional healing, I want you to receive these words I'm going to say as I'm closing right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare, anyone who is going through any emotional hurt, emotional pain, right now in the name of Jesus, I command you to be healed right now. The angel of this anointing touch you right now. And you are healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost set you free from that web. And I heard in my spirit now, there's someone here you need to go and forgive the person. And that's where your healing is. Forgiveness is healing. Someone said something. He said, when you live in unforgiveness, you put yourself in a cage. Forgive the person. I remember someone did something to me. It hurt me so much. And I realized it began to affect my health. That's the day I knew that offense is crazy. So do you know what I did? It was last year. So I called the person and we spoke at length. We did not even talk about what happened. I did not speak about what happened. But I called the person, we joked and everything, and that was how the whole thing died off. Yeah, sometimes today, some of you have to pick your call and call your dad. Sometimes I'm not saying sometimes some of you have to pick your call and call that your friend. You say you will not call him because of what he did. You say you would distance yourself. Some of you just call him, don't talk about the problem, just gist and play, and you realize that you have freedom. Just forgive. I'm not saying you're gonna go and reconnect with your toxic ex. No. But there are some, when I say call, there are some people you have to call, and it's not your ex. Let your ex move on, lest your ex be embarrass you. Like, why are you obsessed about me or her? So just pray about it. Another way you get healing, as I'm wrapping up tonight, another way you get healing is by praying for the person. And I put this one lastly, is by praying for the person. People you pray for, you don't get angry with them, I've noticed. People you pray for, you are patient with them. People you pray for, you love them the more because you don't want your work to burn. You don't want your labor in prayer to burn. Pray for the person. You have to pray for the person. Spend time in prayer. Pray for the person. Yeah, it's not easy. Love work is not easy, but it is commanded. It is not for the man in Christ. As I woke up with that word this morning, the man in Christ is not allowed to hate anybody. Let me even say this to you. Hatred is a weight on the believers. Love is light on the believers. So you see something, beloved? Pray for the person. Spend quality time praying for the person. You see, when you pray for the person, you will not wish the person evil. You will not wish your ex to marry wrongly because you are praying for him. My ex, I did not wish her bad, though she hurt me. She's married today. I congratulate her on her wedding. Glory to God. Yeah, I know who she married. And I pray for her that she enjoys her marriage because I'm enjoying mine. Glory to God. So you see, pray for the person. And lastly, tonight, I'm going to minister the power of the Holy Ghost to you. Get ready for miracle now. God is going to set you free tonight in the name of Jesus. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray. You are the God of miracles, the God of healing. I pray for anyone right now who is trusting you vehemently for healing, emotional healing from relationship, past relationships, friendships, parental relationship, childhood trauma, workplace relationship. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God rest on them right now. I declare right now that they are healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. They are healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. I declare right now, you are healed. You are delivered from that oppression tonight. Jesus set you free now. And you are free indeed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for healing tonight. Thank you for your word tonight. Father, we give you praise. And for in Jesus' name, we pray. All right, I want to specially say thank you very much, my dear brother, Pastor Victor Caris, for this privilege to minister to God's people. I believe we have been blessed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Victor Caris. I pray for Caris, folks. Your impact knows no bound. Your messages and your books travel across the nations. In the name of Jesus. You are blessed. You are further increased and you are further helped. In the name of Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.